Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, all you goobers. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you with me. Whatever day on the weekend you listen, I'm glad to have you with me. Here's what you do to engage. And again, I want to emphasize that regardless of when the affiliates, your local affiliate might carry the program or repeat the program, or when you might listen to it on a podcast or otherwise, you can always text me. Just text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And I ask you to do that because I keep a tab open on one of my browsers through the text line all the time, because whenever I'm sitting down at, you know, watching TV, or I'm doing some show prep, or, you know, hiding away from the boss down in the basement or something, I'll still look at the text messages because I sincerely want to hear what you guys have to say, all you goobers have to say about either topics that I've mentioned or topics you want me to mention or whatever it is. So that's the purpose of the text line. Just text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Then if you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. You know, on Instagram, you can see things about my personal life. If you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, on Facebook, there's a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged that you can join. And you can post memes and stories and questions and comments. You can do whatever in that little group. That's on Facebook. And, of course, on Twitter, if you just want to be if you want to use Twitter as a spectator sport, it's usually pretty fun to watch me on Twitter. Not because I'm funny, but because I tend to throw grenades and then turn around and wait till the grenade explodes and then turn back and look over my shoulder and see the damage that I've caused. And it's quite fun oftentimes. And I also want to say, before we get into the last hour of the program, I want to say a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I tell you what I'm thankful for, among many things. I'm thankful for this audience, and I'm thankful for the fact that you've adopted me. You've allowed me to make the transition from my buddy Joe, who used to host this program, and I sincerely appreciate your support. So thank you, and I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Now, let's get down to business. You know, one of the things that the legal profession does, and I say this as a lawyer. I don't practice anymore, but you never get rid of the moniker or the label as a lawyer. I still have my law degree. I've voluntarily suspended my license simply because I have no intention of going back to practice, but I haven't given up my license because someday I may want to go back to practice. I really doubt it, but just in case. So I say this as a lawyer, that one of the things that the legal profession does, if you want to put it as raw as you can, is we're wealth redistributors. Whether it's a lawsuit where you're trying to collect damages, whether it's a personal injury case because you've been involved in a car wreck, or a slip and fall at McDonald's or whatever it might be, what we try to do is either get money from, you know, a defendant, an insurance company or a business or even an individual, and get that money over, if you're the plaintiff, get that money over to you. We tried to redistribute wealth. I mean, it's kind of a crass way to put it, but it is. And I'm not saying that it's always wrong. There are ambulance chasers. There are people that, you know, file frivolous lawsuits, although the courts are really cracking down on that, thank goodness. But sometimes you might call it jackpot justice. Jackpot justice malpractice suits are almost the same as, I don't know, a bunch of goobers out there looting the corner store, except in this case the thieves are wearing suits and ties instead of, you know, Air Jordan sneakers. But in the absence of severe legal penalties, the wave of lawsuits that are coming at the fiends, and I do mean the fiends who inflict sex change surgery, is just what the doctor ordered. Example, Camille Kiefel. Camille's 32 years old, represented by a law firm by the name of Jackson Bone LLP. They've announced a lawsuit last week against health professionals who approved the surgery to have her breasts removed, a double mastectomy, not after an in-person diagnosis, not after counseling, not after, you know, a diagnosis of severe cancer, breast cancer that is metastasized. No. This is medicine today. And I shouldn't say that because that's too much of a generalization. Two brief Zoom meetings. Yes. After two very short Zoom meetings, the health professionals approved her surgery to have a double mastectomy. Now, not surprisingly, she bitterly regrets this double mastectomy that she underwent in 2020. Here's what she says. I was 30. And at the end of my rope, tell me what the word is. I was 30 at the end of my rope when I transitioned. That's what she testified to at a hearing on the efficacy of pediatric medical transition held by the Florida Boards of Medicine. At the time, I believed I was non-binary. I struggle with severe mental illness and suicidal ideation. And after two Zoom meetings, healthcare professionals just say, yeah, let's cut her boobs off. Yeah, I want to make it as crude as possible. Yep, two Zoom meetings. Yep, let's just cut those boobs off. You know, I think it goes without saying that people believing themselves to be members of the opposite sex or some non-existent sexual category like non-binary, suffer from, and I know the word to use here, the phrase to use, is gender dysphoria. But let's be honest. True gender dysphoria is some kind of mental illness. And then for professionals, for medical professionals, to encourage that illness rather than attempting to cure or mitigate it, I think it verges on willful malpractice to remove healthy. There's no cancer. There's no underlying medical reason to do this. But to remove two healthy body parts in the context of just generalized gender dysphoria takes malpractice to the extreme. So she's suing a social worker by the name of Amy Ruff, and a mental health therapist, Mara Burmeister, as well as the Portland, all you goobers listening in Portland, Oregon, or in Oregon somewhere, or you have a connection to Portland, Oregon, oh my gosh, what the hell goes on in Portland? It's like some Disneyland of not gender dysphoria, of just complete mental incapacity. In Portland. You know what the name of the Portland-based gender clinic is? Brave Space Oregon and the Quest Center for Integrative Health. Now, Camille and her back, Camille's background explains how she became susceptible to what I consider to just be pure exploitation. She says, quote, I had a trauma history and I was in the sixth grade. My best friend had been raped by her brother. This is what she told the Florida Board of Medicine. Being a girl meant I was more vulnerable, so I started to present as more masculine. And then she goes to college. And the seeds of mental illness were nurtured while she was in college. She was introduced to gender identity ideology in 2010 when she pursued a women's studies minor in college. Then in 2016 began to identify as non-binary. That was after she saw a gender-affirming therapist. Now, although the experts made matters worse, she managed to turn her own ship around. Despite all of these factors, she says that since she started putting more emphasis on taking care of her own physical health, that the anxiety and the depression that led to her rejection of womanhood seemed to be resolving. But now she's left with feeling distress over her body after this double mastectomy. Having been permanently disfigured, she claims now limits her ability to live a normal life. In the Kiefel case, if she has a case, lawsuits by victims who were subjected to deformities in the name of LGBT ideology as children should be a walk in the park. These butchers, or I should say surgeons, who've been getting rich off this transsexual fad ought to be wising up and to store their ill-gotten gains offshore. Because at some point we're going to recognize that people are taking advantage of these people, like her, like Camille, who suffer from gender dysphoria, a serious mental problem. They deserve help. They don't deserve double mastectomies. I don't know what the result of this lawsuit will be, but I hope it's the first in many that will at least cause the medical profession to quit doing things simply because they can do things and only do things when they are medically necessary, whether that's to the physical well-being of an individual or to the mental health of an individual. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do something. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. Order now and save 65% off Genucel's most popular package today. Order now at Genucel.com/radio. That's Genucel.com/radio. All orders upgraded to free priority shipping. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, You're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Ani and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, to follow me on social media. So I want to take this whole discussion about gender dysphoria and how this is becoming an agenda item. This is becoming a cultural agenda item. So my daughter and her husband, I've got three grandchildren. They're perfect. They're much better than your grandchildren. That's all I can say. She loves Disney Plus. My daughter sent me a text message the other day and said, "Dad, have you seen this? We're thinking about canceling Disney Plus." And I hadn't seen it, so I clicked on what she had sent me, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely nuts. It's nuts. Now, Disney World in Orlando says that it's going to be raising the price of park admission to as high as $189 a day. That price hike comes when CEO Bob Chapek announced a bunch of layoffs and a targeted hiring freeze and limiting company travel as part of their sweeping cost-cutting moves. People are finding it too expensive to go there. So naturally, there's less of a demand. Prices are going up. People aren't traveling as much, except we'll see what it looks like over the Thanksgiving holiday. Disney has lost 11% of its stock price during its earnings announcement because of low profitability, particularly in its streaming service, Disney Plus. Disney Plus lost a whopping $1.5 billion last year. That's okay. That's fine. Because the important thing to remember about Disney Plus is that they continue to mainstream this gender dysphoria crap that's going on, the gender dysphoria ideology, if you will, by focusing on gender and then presenting it as some phantasmagorical smorgasbord rather than the simple binary that has worked so well since mammals first evolved. Male, female, XY chromosome, science, basic biology. But here was the kicker for me. Here's what my daughter said. Do you know that if you stream Disney Plus, now, you should know, I get a kick out of on Facebook and Twitter in particular. Instagram, sometimes the same thing. You know, there'll always be these tests. You know, what kind of cow are you? Or what's your IQ? Or if you answer these simple questions, these 10 questions, we can tell you what city you're from. Yeah, you sure can. Because if you engage in that kind of crap on social media, they're just scraping all the data they can about you to learn everything they can about you so they can target you with their advertisements or their products or services, whatever it might be. You're the product, not the product they're selling you. You're the product. And the product they're trying to sell you as a product is gender dysphoria. You should know that if you already stream Disney Plus, they already have learned all they need to know about you when you gave them your credit card information. But they've gone one step further. And this is, let me just describe to you the screenshot that my daughter sent me. Why does Disney Plus need my gender for me to use their streaming service? The screenshot is, just imagine a black rectangle, longer on the sides than it is on top, the Disney Plus beautiful little trademark symbol at the top, and then in a blue box, within the black box, are these words. Provide your birth date and gender to keep streaming. And then in the bottom, Disney Plus now requires additional information from the primary account holder, including your birth date, and what best describes your gender. To avoid any interruption to your streaming, please update your account with this information before December 8, 2022. And then, of course, there's a blue URL to click, a blue box, to update now. Yes. Isn't that fantastic? They want to sell you crap. And they want to sell you crap based on your gender. Now, I haven't clicked it because I don't subscribe to Disney Plus. But any of you that do, I'd love for you to click it and tell me, is it just male, female? Or is it all of the spectrum of gender that you could possibly imagine? I'm not really sure I want to know the answer. But if you're willing to share with me the answer, I really would kind of like to know. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Got more coming up. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So you know in the show open that we play, there are a variety of voices that use my nickname given to me by President George W. Bush, Brownie. Now, I have a love-hate relationship with that nickname. I've never been called that before until President Bush started calling me that. My love of the nickname is how many of you can claim to have a nickname given to you by the President of the United States of America? So it is a badge of honor. But then the media took it, and of course they used it as a word of derision. And I told my local audience about this story on Friday, but I wanted to share it with you too, because somebody sent me a video. Now, one of the things that I've done, we don't play them all on the show open. We've got Keith Olbermann, we got Chris Matthews, we obviously have the president, we have Bill O'Reilly formerly from Fox News. There's about five or six different people. Oh, and Rush Limbaugh, who all use my nickname in talking about me because I was either on their programs or I did interviews with them, or like in the case of Rush was telling a story about me that he did numerous times on this program. So we've captured all of those. But there are others that we haven't used. There was an old program, may still exist, I don't know, called Cash Cab, in which people would get in cabs in Las Vegas, and the cab drivers would ask trivia questions as they were being monitored by the cameras inside the cab. And one of those questions was about me. And I don't remember whether the riders in the cab remember the nickname or not. But someone sent me this Sopranos video clip where Tony asks,
"Hey, Steve. Doing a heck of a job there, Brownie. Huh?
Huh?
Hey, Steve. Doing a heck of a job there, Brownie."
I gotta add that one to the intro. I find it freaking hilarious. So what's the point of the story? The point of the story is this. That name has now been struck from the Orwellian Newspeak Dictionary of words that we can and cannot use. You cannot use that word anymore. When, other than me, which is obviously the first thing you think of, right? Being a smartass. When you hear the word brownie, other than me, what's the first thing you think of? Now, in Colorado, we think of brownies as a certain cake-like chocolate dessert that is infused with marijuana. Or you might think of just the cake-infused kind of flat chocolate gooey dessert that we call brownies. You might think of, I don't know, the Girl Scouts. But in the Orwellian world that we now live in, Canada has decided to ban the term brownie. Girl Guides of Canada, just a little background. Girl Guides of Canada is a founding member of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. This is an organization that was founded in 1910. So it's been around a while. The brownies are a branch of Girl Guides, much like brownies are a branch of the Girl Scouts in this country. And brownies teaches outdoor safety and other life skills to girls between the ages of 7 and 8. The CEO of Girl Guides of Canada, a woman by the name of Jill, and I joked about this on Friday, the last name is spelled Z-E-L-M-A-N-O-V-I-T-S. Zelmanovitz. And as Dragon and I joked about on Friday, sounds like a new prescription drug that you might hear on advertising television, right? If you suffer from blank, then you need to tell your doctor or ask your doctor about Zelmanovitz. Anyway, she explains why brownies must no longer be called brownies. Because I know you're dying to know why, right? Our commitment, she writes, to diversity, equity, and inclusion at Girl Guides calls on us to listen to the lived experiences of racialized girls and take action to safeguard these commitments. She says that calling brownies has, quote, caused them personal harm. Really? Really? I don't buy that crap. I don't buy it. But you do have to admire how creative they are. to find evidence in support of the cultural Marxist narrative, no matter how obvious it is, that no such evidence exists. I would truly, I would like to get Jill Zelenovitz on the phone and say, listen, you said that calling a brownie brownie as part of the Girl Scouts, Girl Guides in Canada, has caused these 7 and 8 year old girls personal harm. Has it really? Or have you made it such that you have made it uncomfortable for the girls to be called brownies because they happen to be what? Hispanic? Is that the point? They're Hispanic? Or they're Cuban or they're Latino or whatever, so they happen to be brown-skinned? You see, I don't think that girls 7 and 8 years old are harmed by that. I think what happens is that the cultural Marxism that's infesting this country teaches those girls that you should be offended by it. Any organization that is not explicitly right-wing, that is to the political right, to the right of the political center, soon becomes left-wing. Cultural Marxism has that kind of dynamic pull that just takes any organization and just starts dragging it across that middle line to where they really ultimately become a bunch of dumbassery groups on the left side of the political spectrum. And Girl Guides is not an exception to, I think, that reality. Because they've taken other steps that they felt allowed for an exclusive environment, including accepting transgender girls into the organization. One of the stories that I covered this past week that I want to share with you too is an example of this. And if you go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com, if you go to that website and you scroll through some of the stories that I've done the past week, you'll see the picture I'm talking about. But there was a And I don't have it in front of me, but there was a beauty pageant. I think it was maybe Vermont or New Hampshire. And it was for teenage girls to win scholarships. Well, that's wonderful. That's fantastic, right? But whatever you might think of beauty pageants, and whatever you might think about teenage beauty pageants, this was to get girls scholarships. Not every girl wins. And in fact, in this particular beauty pageant, a girl did not win. A big, fat, ugly, long-haired guy won the beauty pageant. Let that sink in. And let me be as brutal as I can in the description. A big, tall, fat, ugly, long-haired guy won a beauty pageant designed for teenage girls. What is wrong with us? We're taking this political correctness and this cultural Marxism to the point that it is degrading, it is embarrassing, and it is harmful. The picture I'm describing that I want you to go look at, which you can find on that website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com, may have to scroll through some of the past stories. Because I want you to see the picture. Because I want you to look not at the tall, ugly, fat, long-haired guy that won. Instead, I want you to look at the girls that are standing around him. These cute, petite, you know, either preteen or teenage girls who were vying for a scholarship, all smiling dutifully because they've been told to smile for the camera. And I want you to think, what is the hell going through their minds? Because they had to think, you know what? I entered this beauty contest. I think I'm cute. You know, my mom fixed my hair. Mom and dad bought me a cute little dress to wear. And here is this big, ugly, tall, fat, long-haired guy that won. Yet there they are smiling. Who's done the most harm? Who's harmed in that photograph? I would, you know, people often say that, well, Michael, you say things on the radio that you wouldn't say in person. No, I don't. Everything I say on the radio, I damn well will say it in person too. And I would say it to this guy. You know what? Get your fat ass out of there. You don't belong there. You're tall. You're ugly. You're a guy. And if you're going to tell me you're not a guy, drop your pants and prove otherwise. Ooh. That might be uncomfortable. But it's true. I feel sorry for those girls. And I feel sorry for the cultural Marxism that is infecting schools, Disney Plus, whatever it might be, that we all have. You know, we don't have to buy this. We don't have to accept it. We can just say no. Just say no. And I told my daughter that. You know, my granddaughter will be really upset if they cancel Disney Plus. But at some point, you have to draw a line. Well, you're going to draw the line by canceling Disney Plus? Hey, it's a start. They've already lost $1.6 billion. Maybe we ought to raise that. You know, let's get the bidding going. Let's see if we can't get Disney Plus to lose $2.6 billion or $3.6 billion. Hell's bells, let's see if we can't drive Disney Plus to the ground where they finally cry uncle and say, okay, you know what? We give up. We're no longer going to demand that you tell us what your gender is, and we're no longer going to give you the option of 25 genders to choose from. How about you just stream content for children to enjoy? Little purple dinosaurs or whatever the hell it might be. That's what we ought to be doing. You got to laugh. You got to laugh at the lard-ass guy that enters the beauty contest and thinks that it's cool. You got to cry for the little girls that suffer from it. And you got to say to your daughter or your son-in-law, whoever it might be, hey, have you checked out Disney Plus? Because if you give them your gender, you're engaging in cultural Marxism. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. What do you think about that? I'd like to know. Text your thoughts to Mike at 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back, I guarantee it. Order now and save 65% off Genucel's most popular package today. Order now at Genucel.com/radio. That's Genucel.com/radio. All orders upgraded to free priority shipping. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio. Genucel.com/radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I'm thankful for this audience. I'm thankful for this microphone. I'm thankful for being able to come to you every Saturday and just tell you a little bit about what's going on in the world, hopefully making you think a little differently about it, or maybe hopefully getting you to at least think about it in some cases, because some of these stories never make it to the mainstream. But one of the most earth-shattering stories in the world, I've saved for the last. The World Cup is going on in Qatar. Yes, in the Middle East. And people, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, has decided that they were going to sponsor the World Cup, the soccer games. Because they were going to sell beer. They were going to sell tons and tons, gallons and gallons of beer in Doha, in Qatar. Well, the organizers of the World Cup reversed course on allowing beer sales within the perimeter of the stadiums. The host nation and Budweiser, upsetting expectations for thirsty soccer fans. After more than 10 years of speculating, 10 years as they've been playing, because these are always planned out in advance. You know, you plan for the Summer Olympics of, 2100 or something. Well, after more than a decade of speculating about how alcohol sales would be handled in this conservative Muslim country during the tournament, it was announced, otherwise why would Anheuser-Busch spend money to sponsor the World Cup? It was announced that beer sales would be allowed within the perimeter of the stadiums. Now, FIFA, the World Cup organizing organization, had planned for Budweiser to be sold in tents around the stadiums, both before and after the matches. But now the main options will be hotels or a FIFA fan festival, which is separate from the stadium complexes, or in boxes, in box seats, where a seat in those boxes go for upwards of $20,000 or more per seat. Oh yeah, you can have a beer there, but you plebs down in just in the cheap seat. No beer for you. I find this hilarious. If you've ever been to the Middle East, the very first trip I made to the Middle East, giving a speech in Dubai, had meetings in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and I found it fascinating because, alcohol was not allowed anywhere within the United Arab Emirates at the time, except in hotels where foreign tourists were. So you go, you could go to a bar in, you know, in the Marriott in Dubai, and you could go to the bar inside the hotel, and there would be all of these Emirates in their flowing robes and in their red checkered headgear. I forget the name of that. And they'd be having martinis, and they'd be having beer, and they'd be having, you know, tequila and whatever. They'd be having a grand time. But will you step outside? Nope, because that's against our religion. So the religion stopped at the bar door. And now the religion stops. The religion stops at the cheap seats, but then is forgotten when you get to the expensive seats. The spokeswoman for Budweiser said that some of its plans for the World Cup, quote, cannot move forward due to circumstances beyond our control. This is awkward. That was in a tweet. They have since deleted the tweet. Yeah, I think awkward is probably putting it mildly. So as you watch the World Cup, which I probably won't, the last time I was even near a World Cup was in Moscow. And the Ruskies had lost, and there was a riot going on. But we didn't know it. My security detail and I were just taking a casual stroll, walking toward Red Square, when suddenly all the rioters start coming down the opposite side of the street, and we go hide in the monastery. We literally go hide in the monastery until all the rioters had passed. That's my experience with the World Cup. So I say, screw you, Qatar. Sell the beer. How can you have a really good riot if somebody loses without the beer? And by the way, why is it that your religious beliefs prohibit the sale of alcohol unless it's like old Catholic indulgences? It's like, I don't know, with Pope Pius I or whatever. Yeah, you could buy your indulgence. Oh, I committed to sin. Okay, well, that'll cost you, you know, 20 shekels or 20 rubles or whatever, and you give us those 20 coins, whatever it is, and we'll forgive you of your sins. You're absolved of your sins. Maybe the same with the Muslims in Qatar at the World Cup. We'll forgive you of your sins and allow you to drink the beer if you pay $20,000 for the seat. Otherwise, you please just suffer without your beer. Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next weekend. Take care.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.